Well, we thought we'd kick off this Finally Friday edition of Mornings with Caleb and Hillary with a giveaway for you from Larson. We have prizes for you. The number to call, 715-723-2555, 723-2555, if you think you can answer our trivia. The prize this morning is...
Well, let's just reach into Larson's.
Just grab something.
I'm going to go randomly.
Just see. You know without what? Any anesthetic, either.
Can I say, it's been so long. Why don't we do a twofer?
A twofer. All right. Oh. Normally, those things are on Tuesdays, but this is a Friday twofer.
Oh, this is cool. Because this is a Phil Wickham CD, and it's signed.
Oh, nice. Forgot
signed.
We had that,
I know, me too.
Larson.
Aren't you just lucky that we signed?
All right, so
signed.
An autographed Phil Wickham CD.
And Jesus Culture Love has a name.
Nice. All
That's
right,
a
fantastic.
Very nice prize.
So, you're going to want to be ready to dial 715-723-2555. Really, that should be on your speed dials anyway.
Right. If you can tell me this, the average person uses approximately 57 what each day? 57 of these each day. What is
No, I'm saying this. I actually already guessed this off the air. But
yeah, that's
715-723-2555. I will feign ignorance and hope that you guys are not ignorant and that you figure this out quickly so you get this fantastic prize. 715-723-2555.
Yes.
The average person uses 57 of these
each
per
day.
Each day. 715-723-2555. Give us a jingle here. Mornings with Caleb and Hillary. WWIB again, 715-723-2555. Double prizes from Larson could be yours. The average person uses 57 of these
each
per day.
This must
day.
Be really hard that no one's calling us. Come on, now
we've
friends.
Got someone who's willing to give it a shot right out of the chute. Good morning. What do you think?
Pieces of toilet tissue.
Ding, ding, ding.
It is that easy.
We are kindred spirits because I got that right off the bat, too. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Christine. I'm calling from Ladysmith.
All right. Awesome, you know what? Christine. I guess we just think along the same lines. I was like, squares of toilet paper? You use toilet tissue, which is probably more polite and apropos for the radio.
Can I overshare for a moment?
Yeah, sure.
Christine, several years ago, I was actually involved in a toilet paper study where I had to, honest to goodness, I had to count my squares every time I went because I was part of this toilet paper study.
But as you got my free TP, right?
I got so much free toilet paper. It was amazing. One of the packs of toilet paper smelled bad.
Oh.
I don't know what was
Did it. You leave
it was
that
like an experimental thing. I gave it a bad review, yeah.
Yeah, we should.
So,
I don't want that.
I helped contribute to this study. Isn't that exciting?
I appreciate it.
Well,
honestly,
thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
There was
very
a huge
welcome.
Kerfuffle at my university one time among the freshman guys because they took away their 2-ply and made it 1-ply.
That's just, you just can't
And
do
we were
that
just like,
someone.
No, we pay way, way too much to go to this school to
right?
be degraded by 1-ply. So anyway, Christine, great job. We have 2 prizes for you. You hang on the line. Well done. Well done thinking along the lines as your favorite morning show.
Proud of you, Christine.
Very, very proud. So proud.
Okay, we've heard of speed dating, right?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, I've never done it on account of I'm married, and it was a thing after I met my husband. But interesting concept, like... bunch of people get together, you spend 4 minutes talking to a person and see if there's a connection. Okay, speed dating.
Honestly, here, I'm going to jump on a soapbox for just a second.
You jump, man.
What if we did something like that for churches, not for dating, but to make sure that we actually don't have our little cliques in church and we actually talk to everyone that is in that service? And I know some of you have bigger churches, but I go to a smaller church and I realize, you know what? Sometimes there are people that I know and love. They're part of my church, and I just don't talk to them because it's, you have your normal people. So, like, just throwing that out
or
there.
Or for, like, a new member orientation or service day
like,
kind
you know,
of thing, that'd be super fun.
Make sure you're being friendly. I know that's something. I'm not an extroverted person, and so I have to, you know, force myself to do what's right. So, just, you know, quiz soapbox. I'm getting down now.
Give me a hand. So he's climbing off that, so I'm taking my turn again. So a couple of... you know, a guy and a gal were there and had their 4 minutes together, realized there is a connection made. They've been together every set ever since.
Wonderful.
They're super happy. Her name is Renee, and she is 80 years old.
Oh.
His name is Miles, and he is 92.
80 and
90. I love this. I love everything about this.
Honestly, if I'm 80 or 92, I hope I can say that I'm doing anything with speed, because at that point, I'm probably going to be going walker with tennis balls and just hoping that I can actually, you know, get out and about. So,
Cool. Caleb, they recently returned from a cruise.
I haven't even done that.
For fun, they like to go and feed ducks, go to a movie, or go on a walk.
I love doing all those things.
It's the simple things. It's not the wow, flashy, crazy adventure.
I haven't fed ducks for forever.
It's like sitting on a park bench, feeding the ducks. That's where the connections happen. That's where the conversations happen.
Honestly, that's how my wife and I dated originally. It was just going for walks and sitting on park swings or benches. But I never had any bread to feed the ducks. So we'll have to recreate those original dates and feed the ducks this time.
You got to take your kids to feed the ducks now.
Exactly.
Right?
That's what I did when I was a kid. Shout out Rice Lake.
Inspiration.
I like it.
Bad sound, isn't it? You know what that is?
It's the sound of a world record being set.
It is the sound of a world record being set. That sound is Florida's 9-year-old named Seven, who has applauded his way into the Guinness Book of World Records by clapping his hands 1,080 times in 1 minute. 1,080 times. 1,080.
Honestly, the way he's like clapping his hands, it sort of looks like a fish flopping around on a dock.
I wonder if I could do it. I'm going to try. I watched the video. I've not tried. I should have tried this off the air beforehand. Are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I can't. I can't do it. My arm hurts.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I just can't. I'm trying to do the motion, but I can't get the sound.
I think if I was younger. Yeah, I don't know. 1,080 times he broke the record.
You know that 9-year-olds.
Yeah.
Okay, if you have a 9-year-old had a 9-year-old, sometimes they have things where they don't necessarily realize that certain things might be just a wee bit annoying.
Yeah.
And I'm just he's world record holder, but I'm just thinking of all the practicing. Like, still, though, is it worse than practicing, like,
this is so cool, though, because the dad was interviewed, and it said he badly wanted to break the world record and began bursting into random clapping episodes every chance he could make. Every chance he could to make his point. Eventually, we told him that if he really wanted us to take him seriously about making an official world record attempt, he would have to prove it by setting up a daily practice schedule where he would speed clap in longer intervals than his usual 15 to 20 seconds. So the kid did that. And he worked his way through, and then he said practicing was only the beginning. Researching the rules and requirements, setting up the attempt, hiring the studio and sound engineers, recruiting the needed photographers, videographers,
and
timekeepers.
This was a whole production.
And keeping up with the paperwork all took an incredible amount of dedication. I really want him to experience a complete and official Guinness World Records title attempt, even if he did not succeed in breaking the record. Way to go. I didn't even think through the fact that there was that much involved in this.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Good for this kid.
That's awesome.
He did it. He broke the record. He broke his personal best. His personal best had been 1,020 claps in 1 minute. So he blew that out of the water and added 60 claps.
Actually, he probably has a future in this because all like the studio audiences.
Yeah.
Now you don't have to have a studio audience. You just get this kid from Florida and he can sound like
a whole
100 people clapping.
Audience.
So.
That's awesome. Good for you, kiddo.
All right. We have Sarah, not Angie, from Fall Creek, our friend in studio with us this morning. And Sarah is going to be our guest shooter for Hope in Hoops. And we're so excited to have you here. Sarah, I know you've been listening for a while, and you kind of have an interesting story, too, of your family's history with the station, yes?
Yes. My dad was a dairy farmer when he and my mom first got married. And my parents were both raised Lutheran, and they knew of Christ, but they did not have a relationship with him. Mm. And my dad started listening to WWIB on the radio while milking cows and doing chores, and he was saved through that.
Wow.
And became a believer. And my mom decided to prove him wrong about a few things and started reading the Bible, and she became saved at the same time then, soon after that. So I was raised in a God-fearing home because of WWIB.
Wow, that's amazing. And I know, I mean, now you're kind of passing that legacy along as well with your family. And I know some of your kids are in the home and some getting bigger and bigger throughout the years here. But for your family, what's the favorite program? And I know, you know, we've got the music and fun, but some of these preaching and teaching programs really impact lives as well.
Yep. My kids absolutely love Adventures in Odyssey. We listen to it all the time. And I enjoy Focus on the Family and listening. It's always such good information to be able to implement into our lives. So.
And I know Cricket Country, Fall Creek. I mean, you guys, it's funny how a small community like Fall Creek, usually you guys are the ones who step up the most when we are fundraising for those programs. And we appreciate you guys so much. And it's great to see. I mean, some of the outlying communities, I think sometimes people think, well, it's an Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls station. Well, I mean, no. I mean, I grew up in Rice Lake, listened to the station constantly. Yep. Folks in Spooner and Hayward and now Wausau, La Crosse, Marshfield. I mean, the reach is just so broad. And these programs have value for living because, again, we're just passing through this world and we need to live this life to the glory of our God. And hopefully the station is not ever taking the place of a local church, but is helping between those Sundays, helping people live their lives in a manner worthy of the calling they've received.
Absolutely.
So how are you feeling in terms of nerves?
I'd like to practice a little bit.
Yeah,
and
we'll
see
give you
how
some
it goes.
Time to any predictions from you or your hubby or the kids
no
or anything
idea.
Like that on how you're going to
no
do?
No idea.
No, Sarah, this is the first time you've been here for this, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So, I mean, everyone thinks, oh, this can't be hard. This is like a little tight soup, but
right.
Let's see how you
oh,
do.
Yeah.
We
oh, yeah.
Honestly, we had the Robarge boys in here, and they are like stud basketball
right.
players for Chi High, and they didn't go 5 for 5.
Yeah.
All the FCA guys,
right.
soccer guy,
yeah,
Dave,
yeah, right.
we had football guy, yeah. and Andy, we had basketball guy, and Johnny Jukebox, and none of them did better than 3 for 5.
Well, maybe it's advantageous that I am not athletic at all. Maybe it'll
right.
help me out.
Now,
yeah.
do we want to say, are you, so Farm Girl, do we want to say you're representing
yeah.
farmers everywhere?
Yeah,
Fall
absolutely.
Creek and farmers.
Yep.
All right.
Yep, absolutely.
Cricket, step up. Farmers, step up.
yeah.
We'd love to
yeah.
hear from you. Sarah Stanky yeah. from Fall Creek, our guest shooter this morning. It's 844 WWIB Mornings with Caleb and Hillary, 28 degrees. We have some pledgers to thank, and we'd love to have more of you pledging. Sarah Steinke from Fall Creek, 715-723-2555, the number to call. Sarah is our guest shooter this morning. You can text as well if that's convenient for you, 715-396-1670. Hillary, who are we thanking now? And shout out to the guys in the office. I know we have been beset
yes.
By illness here this week, so a lot of folks behind the scenes have been pitching in. So Dave and Elijah and Greg, thank you guys. Again, for helping out because we, again, with things going on live, yeah. And Michelle's really been battling
yes.
this week, too. So,
also, Sarah, there's hand sanitizer for you.
Yes. Just as we tell you after you come in to shoot that, yeah, there's been a lot of illness. And so, like, we're kind of like, we've got a little enclave here in the studio. We're just kind of like, okay, let's just see if the germs can
it's
stay
like the
out.
Clean room.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
sanitize you when you walk in. It's
but
all
anyway, yeah, so we appreciate your prayers as well, too, for help.
We are thanking Elaine and Jenny from Fall Creek. They're both from Fall Creek. Large Fall Creek contingent colony
Indeed.
Here, which is awesome. We have a Leon and Cindy. From Aliva, I believe they may be Miss Sarah's parents. And
nice.
Also Melanie is calling in as well. She's putting a little pressure on because she's giving you more per make than per miss. But
all right.
She's being okay. nice in that she's giving you for both. But yeah, we also have Caleb. I don't know if I told you this. We have one of these lovely money ball pledges.
Oh,
we're
nice.
Calling it the
okay.
cricket ball. We're going to pretend it's
yes.
green. We're going to call it the cricket ball.
Okay.
So that pledge is super fun because you get per made basket, you get a bonus if you make that special ball, and you get a bonus if you make all 5.
Wow.
So we're
all
putting
right.
the pressure on
now,
Sarah. We love you,
Sarah.
No pressure.
Some down. She, and I know,
you're doing good.
You have, I mean, your kids have played basketball,
oh, yeah.
so I mean, you can hoop it up, right?
Yeah,
so,
yep. We do a lot of basketball. All 4 of them are in basketball.
Well, so. There you go. Then you should be all set for this. And again, recapping, in case folks are just joining us here, Sarah from Fall Creek, you were telling us before about how your parents did not know the Lord, were not believers, and your dad milking cows, farm country, was listening to WWIB while milking cows, and the ministry of this station brought him to an encounter with mm-hmm. Jesus Christ, and then your mom afterward, trying to prove him wrong,
yep.
started reading the scripture,
yep.
started
yep.
reading the word of God, and was brought to the Lord as well, too. And so, kind of a family legacy that you're passing down to your kids, and it kind of makes me tear up a little bit, too,
mm-hmm.
thinking that there's real and lasting change, not because anything that we do here at the station, but if we can get out of the way and let the word of Christ dwell in us richly and go out all throughout Western and Central Wisconsin, lives change. And that's such an exciting thing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's very cool to have all of you guys be a part of this, to be a part of this ministry. And again, we're asking for funds this month, hopefully in a fun way. We'd love to have your pledge, and we're going to give you about 2 minutes here to call 715-723-2555 or text 715-396-1670. Then, Sarah, you're going 5 for 5. How are you feeling?
I hope so.
Sarah from
I will
Fall
try my
Creek
best.
Coming up right after this. Last chance to call for Hope and Hoops and be entered for those Clearwater car washes as well. We are ready to rock and roll. Hope and Hoops. Sarah from Fall Creek. Sarah Steinke, our guest shooter this morning. You can sneak in a pledge underneath the wire at 715-396-1670 by text 396-1670. It will count if you get it in while Sarah is shooting, or call 715-723-2555, and you'll still be entered into that year's supply of car washes. All right.
Okay, Sarah. I'm going to count that as a practice, but you totally made it. I'm like, oh, no, is she practicing?
I didn't know. I saw it, like, out of my periphery here, and I didn't know if that counted.
That's the last second practice.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. All right.
You got this.
She is ready to go here. First shot underhand. It rolls in.
Nicely done.
I call that the toilet bowl shot, where it goes all around the rim. Second one bounces off the front of the rim and in. Now she's found the range. 2 for 2. Third one splashed it straight on, straight in. Fourth shot in the air. Off the back rim.
Oh, she's wrapped. Okay, now this is the money ball
here. Here's the money ball.
Last ball is in!
Yes!
Ball.
4 for 5.
Come on back over to the mic. Let's see your closing.
Now, Sarah was
here.
Confessing to us that
that's
she was
amazing.
Not sportsy growing up.
No,
but
sportsy.
My goodness, have you been converted in a big way? That was impressive. And she had no hesitation with all those. I mean,
no.
It was just bam, 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 bam. So,
well, I heard someone that was shooting earlier in the month said the trick is underhanded.
Oh.
So that's what I did.
There you go.
I just thought, okay, I'm not even going to try overhanded. We'll just do underhand. And, you know.
Paid off.
That was impressive. I'm sitting here very impressed. And 4 for 5. And also, I mean, bringing in so many wonderful pledgers as well, too. Thank you, Sarah, for supporting the ministry with your listening, with your encouragement. I know you've been a great friend here to us in the mornings for quite a while, too. And we appreciate that. And thanks for spending a little time with us, too.
Absolutely. I got to cross this off my bucket list, I guess.
There you go.
Bucket list.
I see.
I'm so funny, too.
I'm just going to have to make her a regular. Hey, this is Caleb from Mornings with Caleb and Hillary. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch us weekday mornings from 7 to 9 Central Time on 103.7 FM, 94.3, 93.5, 93.7, and anytime on WWIB.com or via the TuneIn app.